Abstract sculptor Leonardo Drew returns to his Connecticut roots with a new exhibition at the Wadsworth Athenaeum that is part indoors and part outdoors. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports.
His sculptures are distinctive. Bits of raw material, often wood and metal, are fused together to form shapes that at first glance seem familiar and complete. But African-American sculptor Leonardo Drew also gives the viewer a sense that these shapes are unraveling, falling apart, or even exploding. And the works are often massive. The lobby of the Wadsworth Athenaeum is dominated by his latest work, a 24-foot-tall sculpture made of splintered plywood and paint. It's titled Number 82S. Drew jokingly calls it a monstrosity and admits he's drawn to building larger pieces.
I will create work based on the height of the space. This actually matches up to Mike's ceiling height. So even if I couldn't lay it out, I knew that I was going to create something up to that near 30 feet. I know that in a lot of ways, psychologically, that my space, where I'm working, is dictating how I'm actually creating the work.
Leonardo Drew lives in Brooklyn, but grew up in Bridgeport. He had his first art exhibition at 13. He says his early art was inspired by illustrator Norman Rockwell and comic book art. In fact, in his early 20s, his drawings caught the attention of both DC and Marvel Comics. He says he could have gone the illustration route, but something, or more precisely someone, got in the way.
And then I got surprised at going to the library and I see a book on Jackson Pollock, and it was like, that was enough. His work is super powerful, supercharged, and probably the only thing that would have got me to sort of challenge my facility.
And so, inspired by the work of abstract expressionist painter Jackson Pollock, Leonardo Drew transitioned from illustration to abstract sculpture.
The things that I was really good at, color, drawing, painting, those things I could no longer do or wouldn't allow myself to do. So it was necessary to sort of just say, go either black or white. So from the black works, these shapes, you know, I'm still doing wall-mounted sculptures, but it had its beginnings right there. When you get really comfortable with like how you make things, then do you decide to sort of like stamp it as, this is what I do, my signature is this? Or do you say, what else is out there? So for me, it was always, what if?
As well as challenging himself, Drew also challenges the viewer. Like his hero Jackson Pollock, he numbers most of his works rather than giving them a suggestive title.
They're numbered so that it allows you, the viewer, to sort of like participate in completing the work. You have to have an experience. I shouldn't have to tell you how to think about what you're seeing. And a lot of artists will stamp the work and say, this is what you should be seeing, and that's in the title. These works are not titled, they're numbered. You step in front of it, it becomes a mirror, and you should see yourself.
The Wadsworth exhibit features Drew's first outdoor installation. City in the Grass was commissioned for New York City's Madison Square Park in 2019. The work is interactive. Passers-by are encouraged to climb on the rolls of metal decorated to look like a Persian rug. Drew's work has been shown at galleries and museums around the world, including the Guggenheim in New York City, the Hirshhorn in Washington, D.C., and London's Tate Gallery. The 60-year-old artist says what ties all of his work together is a sense of spontaneity.
You have to get that. You have to capture that in the actual work. If you can get that, then the work is even heavier, more powerful. There's all these mistakes or things by happenstance that happen as you're sort of moving forward. You want to be able to see that. If you plan it all out on paper and then do it, then you've already siphoned off a good deal of the energies of the work, you know.
Leonardo Drew's outdoor installation is on view through November 14th. His two indoor sculptures will be on display through January 2nd. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.